Billy Mays Orchestra, and I Believe in You. If you live in San Jose or Santa Clara County, you'll be interested in the fact that you can now take advantage of the same modern service. It's been so very popular with the residents of Oakland and Berkeley.
Your little chicken crossword.
Oakland and Berkeley, I'm sorry. SFO helicopters serve the Santa Clara County area now from Sunnyvale. Modern jet helicopters fly from the Sunnyvale heliport, and in just a minute or two or three, you're at the San Francisco airport to connect with your other airline flight on TWA.
Connect with your own.
TWA, American, National, or United Airlines. Now, the reason I mentioned TWA, American, National, and United is they have special connecting fares. If you're going east or south to one of the larger cities, east or south, SFO helicopter, they have 84 scheduled...
Going south,
wish you would. 84 scheduled daily flights every day with SFO helicopter. Telephone. What?
No, this is practice.
Don't. Regent 9 6. Regent 9.
Forceful type.
Don't. Regent. The number to call for SFO helicopters is Regent 96990 or Yukon 17750. Get those numbers. Regent 96990, Yukon 17750. Billie Holiday wrote that, Lou Rawls, and God Bless the Child That's Got His Own. Here's a great team.
You can't beat Aunt Penny's.
Yeah, but look, is Aunt Penny's white sauce sold in cans or jars?
Cans.
Doggone it.
What's the matter now?
I got a hammer, but no can opener.
Dress up your vegetables with a sprightly flavor.
Cans?
Aunt Penny's Hollandaise sauce, it's easy. Heat it and serve it, and you're giving your friends and family all a luxury taste of professionally blended Hollandaise sauce.
Hollandaise?
Rich butter and egg yolks and just a touch of lemon. Just a wee, eensy touch of lemon.
Cans?
No. Aunt Penny's Hollandaise does not separate. It's perfect every time. Try it with meat.
Won't lump in a pan.
Won't lump in a pan. Add a can of Aunt Penny's Hollandaise sauce to your pan drippings and presto. Eck. Gravy Hollandaise.
That takes care of another one.
Or this
well,
easy.
I don't know what he was doing.
This easy treat.
We've talked to him 15 times the last month. We talked to him once about that.
Steam small meatballs and serve them topped with Aunt Penny's Hollandaise. It's a gourmet idea from Greece.
Guess what I have.
Get a supply of Aunt Penny's Hollandaise, white sauce, and new cheese sauce. Post haste, haste.
Forget it.
You can't beat Aunt Penny's sauces.
You don't have to.
Always creamy and smooth.
Yes, keep Aunt Penny's sauces ready to add music. Music?
You don't have to.
Keep Aunt Penny's sauces ready to add music to your meals. It's piquant. What was it, the commercial we used to have? It sings. Something sings. Do you remember that was a food thing?
You must have had it back east.
No, it was here. It was here. It sings.
Squeaky clean, the young man.
No, this was... What?
Angostura,
it sings. Don't you remember that?
Goat milk, isn't it?
No, Angostura is a bitter.
It is, but it's goat's milk.
It's bitter goats. They get it from mad goats. You had a little trouble there. Guild wine. Guild burgundy. Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
That's right.
Guild burgundy is a rich red wine that makes beef taste beefier and spaghetti becomes a real party meal.
Forget about the beef.
In fact... For all occasions, get hearty Guild Burgundy. What does trepidation mean?
Huh?
Trepidation.
It's a cork.
Serve it with the trepidation out.
Farms in Berkeley?
Patience.
Milk goes great with any food, you know that. But don't mix it in the grocery bag. Berkeley Farms pioneered the carefree, spill-free, plastic-coated cartons that will not leak. Look for them at your store, the colorful Berkeley Farms cartons with the windmills on them.
Farms in Berkeley?
Mm-hmm. Bet your life 20 past. Have you ever thought about going into radio as a career? You, sir.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about going into radio as a career, as a livelihood, as perhaps a way of making a living for yourself and your extensive family? Have you ever thought that perhaps you might be a radio announcer just like I am and be famous and loved?
Yes, I've thought of that several times. That's why I'm up in the studio at this time.
You've come in to inquire, is
no,
that
No, I just want to... I'm one of the ones that... I'm very fond of you. I like your act on the radio.
Take your hands off me.
And I'm sitting here drinking it all in.
I know that, but I wish you'd talk more.
I think breathing it more in would be more like it.
I want to talk to you about your career in radio.
Yes, where
radio,
do I go? Where do I go?
I'll tell you where to go.
Thank you.
Have you ever thought of what you'd need for a professional career in radio?
Well, I imagine I would need complete instruction by qualified instructors in disc jockey techniques.
That's right.
I would also learn courses in diction, speech, and TV techniques by Ed Foster.
Who?
I don't know. And I possibly would imagine that I would learn how to drink.
You'd need that. Oh, heaven knows you'd need that.
Yes.
Would you...
You've certainly learned.
Yes, I have. I'm doing a term paper this year on old Jack Daniels. Have you given any thought to exactly where you'd like to go for all this diction?
Well, as I understand it, there is only one place to go.
Yes.
The CB School of Modern Radio Technique.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you worked that in, sir, because as you... Folks, we just grabbed this fellow off the street, actually. This is not a plant. Would you repeat that so that you're not a plant, that you're not, you know, employed by the CB School of Radio Technique?
I would like to be a plant, though. I really would if I had my druthers. That's one of the reasons I'd like to get into radio is my sense of humor. I come up with those all the time.
Those little fast one-liners.
I'd like to be a plant. I'd like to be a Venus flytrap.
Oh.
And snap at people with meaning. I'm sort of the shy type, and I've several times wanted to snap at people, and I just don't have anything to snap with. But if I was a Venus triflap, I've tried that too, I could go snap.
That'd be lovely.
Possibly catch somebody.
That hasn't got a lot to do with the CB School of Radio and Television Technique.
It is far afield.
Far afield. But... you've actually found in the line of work, I don't know what your line of work is, but you found that your line of work is dull and humdrum and kind of a daily sort of a chore, and you want to go into something exciting with romance.
Yes, I would.
What is it you do every day for a living, sir?
I test jet planes.
You're a jet pilot, and you want to go into something exciting like radio.
Something stimulating.
Something that'll give you your kicks.
Excuse me.
You'll be all right. The CB School of Radio Technique.
See it disappear.
CB School of Radio Technique is certainly your answer.
What does CB
sir.
Stand for, may I ask?
Cockamamie. That's right. Yes. The B is silent. Cockamamie. The Cockamamie School of Radio and Television.
Like in swimming?
As in, like the G in swimming. S and B. Forget it. Their number is UConn 29640.
You fellas come up with them faster than I do. I'll certainly have to hand it to you.
You'll learn those one-liners at the CB at the Cockamamie School. Their new class is starting June the 18th, which is this coming Monday, and I hope you'll join Mr. Kaltenborn here in the exciting, stimulating class that opens this coming Monday at the CB School of Radio and Television. They're 259 Geary. Drop in and see their studios. Beautiful. You seen their studios, sir?
No, I haven't.
Beautiful. You'd love them.
Where are they?
They're at 259 Geary Street.
Let me jot that down.
Would you write that down? 259 Geary. And if you'd like to, they have a beautiful brochure.
That's a lucky number. That's a 7.
2-5 is a 7?
Yes. 2 and 5 is 7, and 9 is 16.
And 6 and 1 is 7.
6 and 1 is 7. That's a lucky number.
Could be your lucky number, friends. How did you like the way I worked that in?
Gee whiz. I'm really in awe.
UConn 29640. What does that add up to? 29640.
2, 9, 6, 11, 6, 17, 4 is 21.
And that's 3. Is that
a
good number?
That's a good number, yes.
UConn 3. Call them the CB School of Radio and Television. 31 minutes past 10 o'clock. This is Jack Carney. That's good. I'll be around until 11 o'clock. 21 minutes before 11 o'clock. If you haven't got anything going tonight, Steve, you might get on the Alibaba.
Say yes. That's a heck of an idea.
You're back, right?
Yes.
You're the fellow always goes to the Alibaba, right?
That's right. Orchids for the ladies and carnations for the men.
You're the fellow they keep throwing out of the Alibaba, if I remember correctly. I've passed you on my way in a number of times.
I don't blame
smarts,
you.
Smarts a little, right? I'll face over here, sir.
Cleared up my sinus.
You know... You're a regular at the Alibaba. I didn't know whether you know that or not.
I love the hats and the favors and the noisemakers.
Well, they don't have hats and favors and noisemakers all the time, you understand, but they're having their sixth... their sixth... You always take
why
your own.
Throw me out?
They're having...
Son of a gun.
They're having their 16th anniversary.
Especially like the favors.
They're having their 16th anniversary.
You pop out the ends there.
Yeah, and they
see
go,
what's on the inside.
Bang, right?
I got a ring and everything.
This is Thursday, so the 16th would be Saturday. That's when they have their 16th anniversary.
That's right.
Saturday. This coming Saturday. I hope you'll be there,
One
sir.
Starts at 8:30.
8:30. Sid Hoff, you know Sid.
Goes on for a good 5 minutes.
Good 5 minutes. 8:35.
Oh, please. Boom. Nothing.
I'll be all right. That's this coming Saturday night for the big 16th anniversary at the Alibaba. And as you
giggle a lot.
Yeah. They have hats,
certainly
right?
Certainly wouldn't want to dance with you at Alibaba.
Nobody asked you. They have hats and they have favors, right? And
I told you about them.
Noisemakers and a free buffet, which you'll enjoy.
That's mainly in the middle of the floor. If you can get over in the corner, you're all right.
Let me ask you something. When you get to the Alibaba, how long do you usually sit around before somebody asks you to dance?
Oh, 3 or 4 days.
That's
got me doing it now. Gee whiz. You're almost 30.
16th anniversary party, the 16th. That's this Saturday night at the Alibaba. That's at Grand Avenue at Webster near Oakland's Lake Merritt. I hope you'll get over there.
Hi, fans. This is C.W. Jones with another Calso Conversation. Let's listen in.
If you're a regular listener to KSFO, you are a regular listener, KSFO. Do you listen to KSFO with any regularity? I don't mean to intrude.
Yes, I do, especially when we got our commercials on the air there.
You're in the ad biz.
No, I'm in the car business.
Oh, you're in the car business?
Yeah, over in Urkeley.
In Urkeley.
That's what you called it earlier.
Urkeley. I meant Berkeley.
I believe you call it Berkland and... or Boakland and Urkeley.
Oh, I call it Boakland and Urkeley.
Strange, though. It used to be an Anstein, but I'm in a car business.
You're not with Jackson Goldie Ford, are you?
Yes, I am.
Isn't that a coincidence? I was just about to talk about the big sale that you had over there at Jackson Goldie where there was no interest or carrying charges and how you sold out of cars and didn't have any left and had to cancel all your spots. Do you remember that?
That's right. Well, we got a few boys on a job, and we got now 150 new Fords in stock. Falcons, Fairlanes, Galaxies, T-Birds, even trucks. We got the motor blocks all filed down. It's real nice. Yeah,
these are hot, fast.
Very fast.
And I understand that it's the same deal again, that no one has to pay any interest or carrying charge. Is that right, sir?
That's right. It's a real cool bid, yeah.
What do they pay exactly?
They leave their wife.
They leave their wife and they take the car?
That's right.
It's that simple.
That's a pretty good deal in any man's language.
How many wives have you collected so far? That's kind of an interesting
Several.
Thing.
Several.
Several. What do you do? Well, never mind about that. You have the Falcons, right, and the Fairlanes?
Yes, that's true.
And the Galaxies. Does it take more wife to get a T-Bird than it does a Galaxy at Jackson Goldie Ford, or is it...
Bring her in, we'll see what we can do.
It's not on a pound-for-pound basis or anything like that.
Sometimes it is.
And sometimes, I guess, it isn't.
That's right. That's the other end of the scale.
That's what I like about it.
That's the other answer to that.
Yeah, it's the same...
Sometimes it isn't.
Yeah, well...
Sometimes it is.
That's what I like about you plain-talking
that's
folks.
Socrates.
Yes. At Jackson...
You drink a lot, too.
Socrates Ford over in
Berkeley. Also.
Besides, in Oakland.
Where's that?
That's where you are, at Jackson Goldie. In Oakland. You know, you're having the big sale where there's no interest or carrying charge on any car. They actually...
I'm Jackson.
Are you Jackson? Yeah. Who's Goldie? Do you mind if I ask?
He's outside.
He's waiting outside?
I don't know what he's doing out there.
Mr. Jackson, before we continue here with delightful, entertaining music on KSFO, I want to make sure I have the facts straight. You have the prices posted on the car windshield. Is that right? It's on there on a sheet of paper?
More or less.
I see. And the price is there with the taxes and the
lights. Nobody's smiling.
The prices are on...
Especially those two guys over there. I wonder why that is.
That's Jackson Jr. and Goldie. But there's no charge for interest or carrying charges. That to me is an amazing... Is this the first time this has ever been done in the car?
No, we did it before, and it went so fast and everything that we had to get right on it again.
Sold all your cars. How many did you sell that first time?
Three.
Three cars?
Yeah.
And now you have 100...
Two of them came back.
Two of them... Now you have 150 plus the two is 152
no,
cars.
Plus the three.
100... The other
we
one?
We had to bring the other one back.
Tow it in.
Tow it in.
Jackson Goldie, friends, over
it's
in Oakland.
Breaks, showbiz.